that have ears to hear, let them hear. Therefore, how important it is to hear God's word and to respond aright to God's word. Whenever we hear the word of God, there is that solemn responsibility that comes upon us to respond to that word. And over this past couple of weeks here in Accolade Free Presbyterian Church, we've been seeking to preach the gospel of Christ. There have been those who have faithfully attended, who have sat under the word, but we ask the question tonight, what is your response to the message of the gospel? In this passage of scripture that we have been reading together, the Apostle Paul has been faithful to his calling, and he has been witnessing before King Agrippa, and he's been testifying there before the king. He's recounting his own salvation, and he's telling of that time when he was traveling on the road to Damascus, and how the Lord intervened in his life in a very dramatic way, when that great light shone down from heaven, brighter than the noonday sun, and he heard the voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." That was the day whenever old Saul of Tarsus, as he was then, he bowed with his face to the earth and he said, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" That was the day of his salvation. As he stands before King Agrippa, he's actually given that faithful word of testimony. Look, for example, how he speaks in verse 18 of what his calling is now, that the Lord has called him to preach the word, to open their eyes, verse 18, and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. He speaks here before Agrippa about the necessity of repentance. Look at verse 20. "But showed first unto them of Damascus and of Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." He shows in verse 23 that the message that he preaches focuses upon the Savior and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 23, he says that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And so without doubt, the Apostle Paul has been clearly setting forth the message of the gospel. What is the response in this passage? What is the response to that fear? You've studied so much, but you're now beside yourself. You've lost control of your senses. You have gone insane for a while. See, he says at the end of verse 24, much learning doth make thee mad. All this talk about the gospel of Christ, all this talk about the sufferings of Christ, about the need to repent and to get right with God. Paul, you're a madman. You've turned fanatical, Paul. And this learning making you mad. If we were putting an end to the vernacular today, we would say Festus was referring to Paul as a nutcase. Paul, this has all gone to your head. And you can see the voice of opposition that is raised loudly here, where this man Festus is actually calling Paul a madman. Remember in Acts chapter 12, they were praying, the church was praying for the apostle Peter, who was being held in prison. And of course the Lord did a great miracle, and the Lord delivered Peter out of the prison, and Peter went to the very prayer meeting where they were praying for him in the house. And there was a damsel who went to the door when she heard the knock on the door, and she heard the voice of the apostle Peter, and without opening the door, she was so excited, she ran back in, and she told the others, "Peter's at the door." Festus, because this is Festus, he words of